episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. How are you going? School holidays? Have your kids caught you in the pantry drinking wine at 10 a.m. yet?
Just a little bit. Little glass for morning tea.
Yeah.
No, never.
It's only 2 weeks, the school holiday.
I would say that these particular set of holidays, school holidays, are more like my favourite because it's leading into the next phase, which I enjoy, which is summer and beach and warm and that way inclined for the world.
And then how long's the next term until the big summer holiday of dread?
Yeah, isn't it 10 weeks again?
10 weeks.
Yeah, and that then would be about right because we're on the countdown already for the, you know, someone sends out that stupid meme of like, how many sleeps till Christmas? And you're like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I haven't even started Christmas shopping. I did think this morning because last year on this podcast, I was very clear about how good I was in the preparation.
Yeah, you
to
were organised. Yeah.
Yeah. I did the toy sale thing halfway through the year because everything's half price. I put it on lay-by, paid it off like $25 a week all the way through till Christmas.
So good.
Yeah. Haven't done it this year.
No, because it still feels like it's February.
That's why. I missed it. I didn't even see the toy sale and now we're in September. And I feel like Christmas is just getting tougher because what do they actually, you know, each year you think about, oh, they might need something else. And Elsie's like, well, you know, I just want an Apple Watch. You're 7.
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
No, not at all.
No, you can't. And then they'll lose it. This is the thing. You can't buy kids stuff like that. AirPods, Apple Watches, phones. It's too small. They lose it. Then you try and claim on your insurance and then your insurance say no and then you get really mad with them and then you tell your insurance company that you're never going to be with them ever again and you can cancel all your policies and then you don't.
And they still don't fix the bill with it. Not that you've got to hang up about it.
No. Am I a bad mum for copying what they do? This is a really immature. This is immature parenting. This is a.
Geez, we've covered some. We've talked about the last podcast. I think it was extreme parenting. Now we're on to immature parenting. Geez, we've got some good labels coming out of this one.
Yeah. Well, this was a situation where Amelia wanted to cook breakfast for everyone, which was a nice thing. Of course, it was on a weekend day where we needed to get out of the house quickly in the morning. So I was like, the thought of her starting to cook in the morning when we needed to be out at a certain time was giving me anxiety, but I was like, be a good mum. She wants to cook breakfast. Just let her. She'd obviously seen some recipe and she was like, oh, I really like the sound of that. She wanted to do breakfast burritos.
Oh, yeah.
We've got the ingredients. And so she set her alarm for the morning to wake up to make everyone breakfast.
That's so good.
Yeah. So she's got up. She's gone downstairs. She started getting her ingredients out and doing all her stuff. And she's not needing anyone's help, which was great. And then I've gone upstairs, like I've had a shower, Jay's had a shower, and Jay said to me, you know what I'm going to do? Because I get so frustrated. I get so frustrated when I make dinner and then I call them to come down and have it and I have to call them like 5 times. And then after the 5th time, they go, when is it? And then I'm like, just come down and eat it. It's cold now. The cats tried to get it about 10 times. Like there's a lot of anxiety in the kitchen because you're not coming down for dinner. And then they'll come down and go, oh, I didn't want that. And it's always an issue. And so Jay's gone, you know what I'm going to do when she calls me to say breakfast made after she spent all this time making it? I'm going to wait for her to ask me 5 times before I come down. And then after I've waited for her to shout breakfast is ready 5 times, I'm then just going to shout down, what is it? And then when I find out what it is, I'm going to sigh. I'm going to carry on about it. And then I'm going to come down and go, oh, and I'm going to not want to eat it. Same as what she does. And then I just had this moment. I found it really funny. Like it was hilarious. And then I had this moment of going, this is really immature. We're just doing what they do, giving them a taste of their own medicine.
So did you yell out 5 times?
Yeah.
And you did it 5 times? What did she say? Was she getting angry?
She's like, your breakfast's ready. I was like, that's how it feels when I call up to you when your dinner's ready. I do it like 5 times.
Oh.
And actually, the breakfast was really delicious. So well done and thank you. But you never say that to me. You never say that. You carry on, complain, and then some of it drops on the floor and then the dog eats it and then there's problems.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you did follow through. You went through with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You waited the 5 times and then did you yell out, what is it?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like you have to do that sort of stuff for them to get it, though.
Yeah, you're returning the favor.
For them to actually understand. Like, it's so frustrating and you're not going to understand it. It's like when we were talking a couple of episodes ago about the washing. When you have spent all that time doing the washing, it's all clean, it's folded and it goes in the cupboards, and then they put it straight back in the washing basket.
Yeah.
So then my answer to that was just to then put it back in their bed.
Yeah, and my suggestion was to put it into their bed, not on top, because you can easily get it from the top and put it to somewhere else.
Yeah.
In their bed. They cannot go to sleep on clean clothes.
You leave your dirty undies on the floor, it's going in your bed.
Yeah, it's going in. That's gross.
Yeah.
So when you did the return favor of all, like 5 times, then you asked her what it is. Did you groan and say, oh, they want that?
Yeah.
And then did she say anything? Had she cottoned on that you were doing what they did?
She thought like it was a joke. It was a funny joke in the end. But I was just like, that's what you do.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what you do. I have to say 5 times.
And was Holly there for all of this?
Yeah.
Did she cotton on that you were taking the piss as well?
Yeah, she was laughing.
Oh, she
knew. I was like, you will wait till you start cooking because you do it too. They both like cooking when it suits them.
I feel like that sometimes myself. I just want to cook when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen like that though, does it?
No.
Just got to keep on cooking.
No, I actually said to my husband last weekend on the Friday, I went, you're cooking all weekend. Because I've done all week.
Yeah.
I've done all week. I'm sick of it. Yeah. I'm mostly having to do 2 separate meals because they don't eat meat and I'm done with it. And so you're cooking all this weekend.
And what did he say?
Okay.
Oh, didn't even give you anything back.
No, it was fine. But then I had to, so this is what you do as a mum. So we complain about doing this stuff, having to do all this stuff, all the jobs, all the cooking, blah, 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 blah. We've got a to-do list that's so long. We whinge about it from time to time.
Yeah.
Then someone else takes over. For example, Amelia made breakfast. Jay's done dinner for the weekend. And then I just look around the kitchen thinking, fuck's sake, it would have been easier if I did it myself because dirty.
Oh, yeah. See, I wouldn't be looking at that at all. I'd just be stoked. I think what with this, I'm just going to put this out there and go, we do complain from time to time about the basics of the jobs that you have to take on board when you're a mum, right?
Mm.
It's part and parcel. But I think it would be probably a little bit better if you had like more of a thank you. Or like a, you know, the gratitude piece to it.
Yeah.
So, because you're not going to stand there and go, geez, I'm grateful for having to do all this washing. I'm so grateful that I get to cook dinner every night.
Yeah.
If someone else was grateful and just said, Mum, you're the best. Thank you. This looks delicious.
Yeah.
You'd be like, hey, you know what? I've got your back. I'll cook for you tomorrow night.
And what have you done with my kids? Where are they? Because every mum serves up dinner, unless it's something really fun like chicken nuggets and chips. You serve up dinner and you're greeted with, and you've spent hours and you've made sure it's nutritious and
everything.
It's got all the food groups and you put thought into it and you've made sure it tastes nice. And then you're greeted with, oh, I hate this.
I'm like, oh, I don't like it. Go leave the table. I don't want to sit with you. Go. I'll give it to the dog. They'll enjoy it more. Also, you know, you don't want it. Then don't make any noise. Just don't make any noise.
Just eat it and shut up.
The most deceiving plates, though, that I do serve up, like the dishes that I do serve up, and then it's always the ones that I go, there's no way. And she always goes, oh, that was the best ever, Mum. That was so good. That was so delicious. And I'm thinking, it's fucking the most basic meal I've ever made. But if I knew that this is as easy as it was for the basics, I'd just cook you that every night.
Yeah. The harder you try, the less I like it.
Yeah.
So my question to you is it okay sometimes to sink to their level? And
yes. Just give it a go. That's all you can do. Give it a go and try. See what the reaction is that you get back from it. Learn from it. And if it doesn't work, move on to the next.
I wanted her to turn around and go, I've spent hours making this. I called you 5 times.
Yeah, see, that's the part that I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Except she'd already cottoned on. So she's much smarter than we thought.
Yeah.
Much smarter. But good try to you.
Well, thank you.
No, yeah, I think it's really done well. I think it's given you a really good moment of reflection. And I love that Jay was on board with it as well.